This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah.
Want to do Grandy's grades?
Yeah, I would love to. Let's go.
Let's do Grandy's grades. He's sober.
Ish. All right, I'm back. Time for Grandy's grades. Niners lose week 5, 24-23 to the Cardinals. We begin, as we always do, with the quarterback position. Brock Purdy, 19 for 35, 244, one touchdown, two interceptions. He checks in with me with a C-.
Good uptick right there.
Yeah, it is good. What do you think?
I had him at a straight C, but I'm not mad at the C-. The second pick, well, you're getting into desperation mode. He got hit on the throw.
Yeah, but
the first pick was a bad
pick. See, that's funny. I'm much more knocked off by the second pick than the first pick.
Yeah.
Just because I get where you're coming from on, I know you've said it was kind of a lazy pass.
Yeah.
But I look at picks differently when they're tipped balls. I think quarterbacks are throwing through tiny little windows all the time. And if somebody gets a finger on it, somebody got a finger on it. I mean, that ball, if not tipped, was going to be a completion to George Kittle. The second one is a blitz that's coming on your sight side. You can see it. You've got a hot route and you didn't use it. You held on to it too long.
Yep.
It's a lesson you've learned before, checks notes, in Philadelphia 2 years ago. And so, to me, that one is a little bit more on Brock than the second one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Sure. And, you know, the fact that we're arguing over which pick was worst speaks to where the grade should be. And you had Kittle and a virtual walk-in touchdown, and you threw that one too high. And I thought you did a little too much run around, so I'm not mad at the C-.
I'm with you. It's probably more like a C+. Definitely not one of his best games by any stretch. I also didn't think it was a disastrous performance. I did not think Brock Purdy on my short list of who lost the game for them. But yeah, not one to write home about.
Yeah, weird. They didn't score a single point, but they moved the ball for the most part still in the second half. Yep. Part of that is just because they didn't have a kicker.
Fumbled, and got a tip ball. Yeah, absolutely.
Up next, skill positions, which is running backs and fullbacks, tight ends, and wide receivers. For that group, I gave them a grade of a B- for their performance Sunday.
What's the thought process? Give us a little more.
Well, Brandon Ayuk showed up.
Yeah,
he was very, very good in this one. George Kittle was good. Had another touchdown. Did have one drop, but for the most part, he was good. Jordan Mason, aside from the fumble down the stretch, that was a major, major detractor, but had a good game other than that. Debo Samuel did not show up. What, 20 yards from scrimmage?
There was nothing.
Yep.
There
it was nothing. Bad.
I thought
it
he looked
bad.
Sluggish. Yeah, like
he brings that grade down a lot for me.
You said B minus?
Correct.
I might go more towards C+, just because... Yes, Brandon Ayuk, this is probably down more like C- D+, if not for Brandon.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk was fantastic, and I don't want to like ruin Jordan Mason's day because it wasn't a horrible day, but it's a horrible mistake. Like, it's a game-changing mistake.
Yep.
And you gotta wear that. And add in how sluggish Debo looked. Yeah, I'm more comfortable with something in the C+ range.
I was thinking B minus the whole time, so I think we're in lockstep. And if it wasn't for the Jordan Mason fumble, it's probably a B+ or higher. Even without Debo Samuel, you didn't really need him. If Mason doesn't fumble and you're able to somehow get three out of that, now Murray needs a touchdown to beat you. That fumble, though, for me, brings it down a whole grade at least.
Yeah, that was rough. It's weird because the offense did not score in the second half, but you don't have terrible grades throughout much of the offense. Well, I felt weird putting this together.
I got it, but I get you. Like, I think it's a little, you know, you don't want it to sound like an excuse, but it's kind of circumstantial. I think it's two different things when you have an offense that flat just can't move the ball versus an offense that goes up and down the field and then makes one sort of like just backbreaking mistake at the end of a drive.
Yeah, I'm with you. Up next is the offensive line. I felt strange putting this grade out as well. I mean, the team still averaged, what, over 6 yards per rush on the 5.9, so almost exactly 6 yards per rush. Offensive line, I gave them a B overall for Sunday's game.
I lean B minus because you look at a lot of the things that Brock Purdy had to do were, again, outside the pocket, and you had Jordan Mason doing a lot of it with second effort, and I didn't think, especially... in the second half when, you know, you needed to protect Brock Purdy in the biggest of moments, you didn't. And I know that they blitzed, but that was a breakdown. And your first possession of the second half was a pick where Brock Purdy again was pressured. I still think the offensive line has a lot to prove to me. So I'm a B minus.
Yeah, I like the B grade. I do. I have a question, and it won't be answered until we see more football.
Is this office hours for the teacher?
Well, I guess you could call it that. 5 to 6 is a good hour.
Okay.
I want to know if all of Brock's scrambling is actually offensive line forced, or if Brock is deciding to do that a little bit too much on his own.
Good question for Greg Cosell tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm seeing him being a little too eager to break out of the pocket. There's times I think when he can hang in there.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then that's not on the line.
Right.
Like, I think in our minds, we're like, oh, he's scrambling again. There's no room. It's like, I think sometimes, yes, maybe even most of the time, but there are times right now where Brock, who's had some success running the ball, starts, you know, doing the pirouette, and I don't know if he needs to that quickly.
And on top of that, one of the sacks that the O-line gave up was where Brock tried to scramble around for 20 seconds, and ultimately he got sacked and lost 14 yards or whatever it was. And they got into the 4th and 24, and they had to go for it because they were in field goal range, but they don't have a kicker. So that sack is less on the offensive line and more on Brock for not throwing the ball away. Okay, onto the defense, front seven, which is the down linemen and the linebackers. They get my worst grade so far, D+. First half, on the ground defensively was awesome. Then James Conner got going. And as you guys are just talking about, the countless missed tackles, you weren't able to pressure Kyler Murray that often either. A D+ for me. The ground defense the second half, so bad.
I thought that you're spot on, number one. But number two, I think you're giving almost a little bit too much of a pass for the first half because of the fact that we have now learned from Kyle Shanahan that if you really want to look at whose responsibility Kyler was on that opening drive, which how many plays was that?
Two
plays. Okay. On the second play of the drive, who was Kyler's responsibility if he's going to do the read option and hold the ball and go around the right end? Linebackers, Devondre Campbell, and they misplayed it, and the Cardinals got a touchdown out of it. And I know it feels like that one went away because the Niners just rallied back and outscored them 23-3 for the rest of the half. However, that ended up, obviously, every point mattered in the game, and so that one has to factor into it, too. I think it's a fair grade.
I'd give him a C, maybe C minus, because solely of Nick Bosa and a spectacular interception. And that's a front seven play. That was a singular play by an unbelievable player who read it, and he made the play, and he took that away, and it ultimately led to the final points they would score in the football game. So that singular play bumps him up to a C for me.
Yeah, that was an awesome play. Up next is the secondary. That group gets a C+. For the most part, did a pretty good job in the passing game. Marvin Harrison didn't really do anything. He only hurt you on that 4th and 5 where they actually got pressure on Kyler Murray. They brought the blitz, and he just backed up and threw a jump ball. And it was Marv just beating Isaac Yiadom. For the most part, they were okay. They missed some tackles as well. Hufanga now on IR again. Maybe not the biggest loss, because I'm just getting sick and tired of watching him dive at people's legs and missing tackles over and over.
He's overly aggressive. He's overly aggressive, and he quite frankly always has been, and you're okay with that if he adds in some big plays that come from that aggressiveness, but that has not been the case in very limited duty so far this year. So there's that. You bring up Yiadom, who I thought was a better version of himself for most of the game until the Harrison play, which is a huge bummer, and I still don't understand what's going on with Charvarius Ward. And the more we learn, you know, I don't think he's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Playing at 100%, and so maybe he's trying to grind through some things. I might lower the grade a little bit. What'd you say? You gave him a B minus?
C plus.
C plus. Okay, then actually I like it. Yeah, C plus, that feels about right.
I got him in a B, solid B.
Really?
I mean, if you look at some of the plays, and I'm thinking about the McBride breakup when he goes for the touchdown in the corner, and Mustafa got a hand in there late. The very next play, Jair Brown with a blitz. The only big, big glaring plays were the 4th and 5 conversion and, you know, having Hufanga fire too early on the Calamari touchdown run. I got him as a B.
All right, what are the last two groups?
Special teams and coaching.
Okay, let's hear
special
it.
Teams, B+. You scored a touchdown, but you also didn't have a kicker, and that changed things up later on in the game. And then coaching gets an F for me.
Ooh,
in this game.
The rare Grandy F.
Please explain.
Second half, terrible. You got out coached again on both sides of the football. For it's happened a number of times. I thought that this Niners team has been out adjusted, and it was something Nick Bosa has been talking about. I don't see a change. I don't see this team. When they were at their best, what they would do is they would wear teams down, and they would be at their best in second halves.
Yep.
and they haven't been that way in a while. And what you guys are talking about, the lack of fire and energy and Fred Warner pleading with the guys, ultimately that's got to come down on coaching as well.
Yeah, not a great day for the coaching. Still too vanilla on defense, and obviously on offense, if you get a scoreless second half, you got to look at the blown leads. To me, though, still, the only reason I wouldn't do an F is because that feels to me like you're saying that very few of the players are accountable for what happened out there. And if you look at the game-breaking plays, whether it be a fumble, whether it be an interception, all of that stuff, I don't put on any of the coaches. And so not a good day for the coaches, but I'd lean more in the sort of like D-plus, C-minus range.
Yeah, C-minus for sure.
That's what I would do because an F is putting too much of it on their plate.
Play calling was great. They blitzed more than they had. I didn't love the end of the first half. Time management, again, and special teams for me, you get a C or a C-minus. You cannot have your kicker thinking that he's a strong safety. And the Trent Taylor fair catch on a 62-yard punt at his own 8-yard line or whatever, what are we doing, guys?
I'm with you. They made a big play that should have won the game, but then they made a big play that lost the game.
Thank you.
And not only does Jake have to know not to play it that way, he's got to be coached not to play that way. You don't go in there when there's people behind you. There's other people who are paid to do that.
Good stuff, Grandy.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.